Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Michelle Martin, and I know it's Wednesday, so I thought we'd tackle a topic to do with waking up powerfully or getting powerfully going with our day. And joining me is my friend Dr. Vincent Chandrawinata. He's an entrepreneur, founder of a world first for antioxidants. Renovatio is the brand. And Dr. Vince is also a world-renowned expert in the area of nutrition and food. Dr. Vince, I haven't done this in years. The last time I worked out in the morning, I was forced to in school. It was called physical education. But today we're talking about whether or not working out in the mornings is the best time. So many of us are busy. We don't have the luxury of time to find full workouts. So how exactly do we optimize our workout for the best results? Okay, Dr. Vince, do you work out in the morning?
Good morning, Michelle, and happy hump day, everyone. I really love to say that because Friday is just 2 days away. So let's get started in the middle of the week.
Let's get going.
Exercising in the morning. Yes. It's actually very interesting that you say that a lot of people are very busy to the point where they don't actually have time to work out in the morning. I may actually offer a counter argument because if you work out in the morning, you get it done and dusted so you can get on with your day. So I really do believe that working out in the morning is not necessarily impacting your busy daily lifestyle. As a matter of fact, it may offer several benefits that can actually supercharge your day.
This is exciting. Yeah, because people think that's sacred sleep time. So what happens? Is there a difference between working out in the morning and working out later in the day?
There is a difference between working out in the morning and working out in the evening, for example. But I have to prelude this with saying that the only workout that you will regret is the one that you don't actually do. So you don't necessarily have to work out in the morning or at night, but it is very important to keep active. However, working out in the morning may actually help you to, say, for example, if you want to lose weight, It does help to increase your metabolic rate. Because if people remember last week, we talked about the metabolic rate that your body registers in the morning helps to determine the metabolic rate for your body throughout the day. So starting your day with an exercise does help with your burning fat activity during your day. And this is very important because sometimes after a really long day, tiring day, and busy day, you don't really feel like working out. Mm. So if you do your workout in the morning, as I said before, you get it out of the way.
Wow. People might think, you know, that we have no control at all over our basal metabolic rate because it feels like it's something just that our autonomous system sets. But you're saying that we can actually influence our basal metabolic rate by working out earlier?
Yes, because it's almost like we are playing tricks with our body. So if we work out in the morning, it sends signal to our brain that our body needs to create more energy because when you wake up, you have to go for your run or you do your high-intensity resistance training. Mm. So your brain automatically increases its basal metabolic rate because it is expecting your body needing the energy. And after doing it for at least a week or two, studies have shown that this what we call early birds. So these early birds are actually more consistent because it is easier to find time in the morning because what you have to do, you just have to wake up half an hour earlier as opposed to having to skip the last meeting or having to wrap up the meeting half an hour earlier at the end of the day. And let's face it, sometimes after a really big day, what you want to do is just go home, have dinner, and sit on the couch, watch Netflix. And this is a very big temptation because I have to say that I used to be someone who got really excited when my gym or fitness center went to 24-hour. Hmm. But what I noticed is that, because in my mind, I know that the fitness center is open for 24 hours. I keep delaying and think that, oh, that's okay. I can go at 10 o'clock at night. That's a wishful thinking because I never actually do go to the gym at 10 o'clock at night. So now I am making a commitment that I am going to the gym in the morning at least 3 to 4 times a week. And if you don't believe me, try it for at least a week, and then we can talk about the benefit that it does to your day.
Wow, this is fascinating. I've never heard of being able to influence your basal metabolic rate and training your body to expect higher energy output. This is really good stuff, Dr. Vince. Are there some specific workouts? You mentioned HIIT or a run early in the morning. Are there specific types of workouts we should be aiming for in the morning to sort of train our body to expect this high energy output, I guess?
I always believe in balance. So in my workout routine, which I normally recommend to people, especially when they are just enthusiasts, not really a workout expert, because let's face it, most of us, we are not athletes, we are not model, we are not actually celebrities who are being paid to look really, really good and hot. But we do want to keep active and we do want to stay in the healthy weight range. So 40% cardio is always really good to start your body with your metabolic rate in terms of firing it. But the high intensity training is also important because what it does is it helps your body to synthesize more muscle fiber. But what's even better, it actually prolongs the fat burning effect or thermogenesis effect in your body up to 2 hours after your workout. So talking about starting your day with this fuel, brain, and physical activity, it beats coffee.
My goodness, that's amazing. So you'll actually burn more fat if you work out in the morning because of how this workout revs up your thermogenic sort of burning rate?
That is correct. And a lot of times people think that, oh, I have to wake up not half an hour earlier, but an hour earlier because I have to space out my breakfast and also my workout, because many of us think that you have to eat before working out and then you have to wait half an hour to an hour before you actually start your exercise. However, eating breakfast doesn't necessarily always mean that you have to eat heavy food. You can just grab an apple. You can even drink your bulletproof coffee or coffee with activated phenolics and you're set to go. And then instead of having a heavy breakfast in the morning, you have your mid-morning snacks, and that will set you up for the day. Because studies have shown when people actually eat their mid-morning snack, they tend to not overeat or making impulse decision when they buy lunch at work. Because we always talk about when you are pressed for time, you grab whatever closest or most convenient to you. And most of the time, these convenient options are not necessarily healthy.
We are learning about the serious perks to starting your day with a sweat session rather than ending it with one with Dr. Vincent Chandrawinata, founder of Renovatio. I want to bring it back to the actual workout. So I'm up half an hour earlier in the morning. Should I be working out on an empty stomach or should I have a little something, a little protein before I get going?
I think this always comes back to what you are used to. I have to admit that I don't necessarily eat anything before my workout because my body is just not used to having anything in the stomach as I wake up. And I am also pressed for time, so I really need to make sure that I use my time efficiently. However, if you are a breakfast person, you can eat like protein bowls or protein bars, or like I say, banana or an apple is a great, great option to give you the energy. You don't necessarily have to fill your body with a lot of protein because protein is what we consider as a slow burn energy source or fuel. What you'd really need is a little bit more of a simple carbohydrate. So fruit is a great option. You can eat your heavier protein meal after your workout because if your goal is to build muscle or to add lean body mass into your body, then eating protein within the half hour after your workout is actually very important because when you're working out, what actually is happening in your body is that you are tearing and breaking down the muscle fiber and your body does need that protein to rebuild the muscle stronger than ever.
Right. So you'll also be able to recover better if you have a little bit of protein in your system, say after a workout.
That's
we got a question for you, Dr. Vince. Is there a difference between drinking warm and cold water when it comes to your morning workout?
I always believe that hydration is very important. Studies have shown that there is not actually a really big difference between drinking cold water or warm water. So again, it goes back to what you are used to. If you're used to drinking warm water, drinking cold water, especially in the morning, may actually give you stomach cramp. So I really do think that it's back to what you're used to, and do not change something so significantly. So people have said that if you drink water in the morning, it helps to cleanse your system. It helps to start your system. That is correct. Be it warm or cold, it's entirely up to you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Vince. I know your time is precious. And actually, we've got another listener question for you, which I'm going to have to hold over. And we're going to dedicate a whole show to this, by the way. We've got it all planned out. The question for you, Dr. Vince, from our listener was, is a standing desk truly beneficial? Or is that standing desk just a gimmick? Again, my thanks to Dr. Vincent Chandrawinata. We'll answer that question in a future show. Thank you all so much for joining me on Ask Dr. Vince, where every Wednesday we figure out ways to wake up powerfully to get over hump day.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.